Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Drunk women solving.
This is Drunk Women Solving Crime. My name's Hannah George and I'm a screenwriter. I'm joined by author and comedian Katie Wilkins.
Hello.
And writer-comedian Taylor Glenn.
Hello.
This is where absinthe meets arson, Negroni meets necrophilia, and Grand Marnier meets Grand Theft Auto. It's a true crime podcast with a twist of lime. Coming up on Drunk Women Solving Crime.
What a fucking bitch.
Yeah, what would you say to that cunt flap?
Oh, you just got us more homework, Taylor.
Yay!
For the record, I do not want to rim a horse.
Hey, Mum. Meet Dashing Solitaire.
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Ba-ba-ba. Hello and welcome to Drunk Women Solving Crime. Today we're in the studio, aka my flat, and we're joined by the brilliant author Kate Weston.
Yay! Welcome, Kate.
Kate, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. It's publication day, so I'm having a lovely time.
Woo. It's Kate's actual publication day. It's like someone coming in on their birthday, so we would like to say thank you.
It's more exciting than my birthday because I haven't aged. I'm still spring chicken.
Love that.
Yeah.
And but what does publication day involve? There's a book launch later.
Book launch later. I ate a croissant.
To celebrate?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was exciting. And apart from that, this.
Nice! And you also just told us that you had onions, and I'm thinking, did you have onions in a croissant?
Oh, no, I didn't. I did have a salad at lunch as well. That was less exciting than the croissant, so I thought I'd leave that out.
Get an onion-filled croissant.
I'd try it. I would give it a go.
I would. I don't think I'd like
cheese
it.
Cheese and onion. Wait, hold on. Now we're creating something beautiful.
Kind of like a
cheese and ham works in a croissant.
True. Yeah, but it's not an onion.
No, it's true.
Caramelized? Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll workshop this later.
Drunk woman thinking about croissants.
We've got our next snack planned.
Actually, email us in. Let us know if you think that onions would work in a croissant.
Yeah. And have you ever done it?
Yeah, have any of you ever done it? Would you recommend?
Yes. Write it in and review an Apple Podcast.
Maybe send a video of yourself eating it.
Ooh.
Do you know what?
Or first... is that a bit creepy?
We probably shouldn't request videos of our listeners eating.
That's a little creepy, I think.
I want to see it now. So if the first person to send us a video of them eating a croissant with onions in it wins a t-shirt.
This will come out in like 3 months. We'll be like, why is everyone what
the hell is going on?
I don't remember this.
Cease and desist, sir. Fucking pervert. On that note, Kate, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
I have a couple of crimes.
Oh, go on.
Okay, so the first one was when I was in my last year at university. I was about 23, because it was a long course, and I was...
Oh, someone could have been a doctor.
Nope. I did a degree in playing classical guitar.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Use it every day.
I did notice you brought it with you, so yeah. A little serenade later.
I wanted to sing to you. Yeah, so I was crossing the road... in Lewisham, a cyclist, it was a hit and run, but the person hitting me was a 13-year-old boy on a bicycle.
Oh, no.
And
more of a hit and scamper.
Yeah, and I cracked my ribs, fractured my elbow.
It was all adorable until the injuries started getting listed. Oh my gosh.
And so I had to defer some of my practical examination.
Oh shit, I just remembered the guitar.
Yeah.
It
really was a crime.
Yeah, this felt devastating.
And so it was quite stressful, but also because I kept telling people what happened and they kept laughing at me, and that's really painful when you laugh with your ribs.
Yes.
So that was bad. And also at the time I lived with these like five boys in Lewisham, and they knew that I had maybe a few gentleman callers at the time. And when I was maybe a little incapacitated, they thought it'd be funny to let many of them in at the same time to come and see me when they came to give me their well wishes.
Oh, wow.
And they just sort of enjoyed the process of seeing if I got found out, which I never did.
What did they...
Until now.
That is such a sitcom move in real life.
Yeah.
Amazing.
This is why you should only ever live with women, because there's no way we would let that happen. We'd just be like, she's not in. She's gone on holiday.
Yeah.
So I thought she'd broken all her bones in her body. Yeah, but she's on holiday. So fuck off. Fuck off, Darren, I'm afraid.
And then a guy walks by. Oh, she's just had an opening, actually.
You might know it.
Oh man, that's wow. So
you had to defer your...
Well, I finished it 6 months later. So
oh, well
yeah,
done.
It was a little late, but you know, I did it. And then the second crime happened more recently.
Come on.
And it's less of an actual crime and more of just it felt like a crime. I was in an exercise class. I was at Reformer Pilates, which is the funnest because there's all the gubbins.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the machine.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's the only exercise I now do because I can distract myself with all the lifting and stuff.
Yeah. And you have the bench and stuff.
Yeah.
It's the closest I'll get to S&M, I think. And I think, oh, yeah. Naughty.
Well, there is like the straps and stuff. So yeah, really
there you
is.
Go.
I always picture the torture machine from Princess Bride when people talk about this because I've never done it. So I just leave that. That's what I think it is.
Yeah. I think... quite close. But I try not to talk to people in these things because it's hard enough. And a lady came and sat next to me, and she was very much like intent on talking to me, and she was a little bit older than me. And it started, and the instructor was like, has anyone got any injuries? And I broke my shoulder about a year ago, and I was like, yeah, I broke my shoulder about a year ago. And this lady turned to me and she went, oh, is that why you haven't exercised very much?
No!
Holy
shit.
Like, she got so much worse after that, because then the instructor said, oh, does anyone have any part of their body they particularly want to focus on? And this lady said, oh, I'd like to focus on my tummy, and I think this lady would as well.
And she's too.
I'm starting to enjoy her. I'm not going to
lie. No, you were on a prank show. This doesn't happen.
It was 100% awful. A crime. And then I just thought, you know what? This is your first ever reform of Pilates. And when you get caught in the straps and you can't find your way out, I'm not going to help you.
Yes.
And did that happen? Please say it happened.
No, not really. I mean,
what a horrific human
I
being.
I cannot get over that. What a fucking bitch.
That is such a... I mean...
Imagine how ugly her mind is. I like, know. She's a mess. That woman's a mess.
Yeah. Everyone in the class, to be fair, was like, wow. Oh my gosh.
I really, everyone was like, noticed that.
Yeah. Wow. Even the instructor was a bit like,
what a bitch.
Okay, let's move on from you.
Did she ever come back? Or did you ever go back?
I've not seen her since.
Okay.
I have gone to a different class, though.
Oh my God. Oh no.
Wow.
If I were the instructor, I'd be like, okay, we just have to put this gag in your mouth. No. It's really good for your abs.
Yeah, I kind of felt, I wish the instructor could say, what would be, because you've got to shut that down, don't you?
Mm.
Be like, this is an inclusive class, or we only talk about us. I don't know how you would do it.
Yeah.
But without drawing more attention to it.
Yeah.
But you really want to shame the person from saying despicable things. Yeah.
Maybe focus on your own abs. Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's the thing, if you go to a class, like, the next day of that person doing the class, and the first thing they say is, I'm like, what does everybody want to focus on? Specifically on your own body. You just think, like, what the fuck happened?
You know what happened yesterday, yeah.
No touching.
Oh my God. Yeah. So what we always ask on this podcast, we ask, what would you say to these people now? And I think we need to do two. Did the 13-year-old ever come to justice?
No. Because I didn't report it because I felt silly.
Oh, which, mate.
As a grown-up now, I'm like, you should have reported it. But I mean, if I did ever see him, I'd tell him to behave himself and to stop, not simply get back on his bicycle and ride off into the sunset.
Yeah.
I love that, because he'd probably be in his like mid-20s now or something. He'd be a better boy.
Yeah. In the rom-com version, though, he'd be really fit and you'd be like, actually, do you want to get a coffee?
You guys meet? Well,
you broke my ribs, but it's kind of biblical. I like it. Sorry to undermine your justice.
It's like such a horrible meet cute.
Yeah, it is.
That's like an Ethan Hawke meet cute from that film from like the Gen X.
He was 13. She was just about to finish university, actually. So this is like horrible.
This is actually a terrible.
It would be called Hit and Run. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh.
We'll workshop that later too. Croissant.
And what would you say to this mega bitch?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. I didn't know, and that's only because I didn't know if I was allowed to swear.
I mean, please.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off then.
Yeah. No, nice. No, feel free. Because I was about to go like, yeah, what would you say to that cunt flap?
But genuinely, that is our challenge. We all need to go away for homework, think about what we could say if that ever happens again, because we've got to shut this shit down.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like not okay.
I also like...
I want three comebacks by the end of play tomorrow.
Do you have to be the instructor in this scenario, though, or the victim? Because those are two very different roles,
I will
they?
Accept both. Okay. Three of each.
Okay. Oh, you just got us more homework, Taylor.
Yay! Oh my God. Totally me as a student.
Miss!
Well, I do think we should make that a bit, though, of Katie giving homework every episode.
I like it.
We're actually a self-improvement podcast now.
Taking these bitches down.
Now it's time for drunk women solving crime.
Talking of self-improvement...
Is it talking of bitches?
I mean, there's neither bitches nor self-improvement in this story, but we had to move it along. So... today's true crime. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love it. True crime today is called the Fine Cotton Affair.
Oh.
Ooh. It happened in Australia.
Sounds smooth.
You wait. It happened in the 1980s.
Mm.
And it involves fraud, deception, and animals.
I'm in.
Mm.
You're I'm interested? In. Okay. Yeah.
I like the first two. The third one's making me concerned.
Okay. You'd be right to be concerned. So right up top, what do you think the Fine Cotton Affair is about? What are we dealing with here? What's the crime?
Sheep stealing.
Okay, nice.
Oh, no, wait, that's wool, sorry.
Oh.
But wool's an animal. Wait. No,
wool, you...
So sorry, that must have hurt your ear, Amanda.
Wool's an animal.
What happened?
Cotton grows in a field.
What happened? What a great question. Hannah, what happened? What just happened?
What happened?
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Sorry, go on, Katie.
Cotton grows in the ground and wool is on a sheep, so it's not sheep stealing, and I retract that answer.
I see where the logic was, though. You thought that cotton was wool, which... Because of cotton wool.
Because of cotton
wool. You can see how I got there.
you guys confuse yourselves with the cotton wool phrase. We just say cotton balls.
Oh, okay.
You eat cotton balls. Yeah, see, I'm trying to fit the animal into it, and I need to just leave that part. What do we think the fraud involved is the question, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's a fraud involving an animal, so it's very specifically to do with animals.
What's it called? Silk cotton? What's it called?
It's called the fine cotton affair.
Is there an animal that would produce something that's like cotton fibers, but how would that be cheaper? Is it like hamster fur? Something that they sell as cotton?
Okay, we've got hamster fur. And we've got sheep wrestling. Okay, any advance on those brilliant guesses?
So it's a bit wild, and I think science-ly it would not work. Scientifically,
that's it. It would not science-ly. Work. Love that.
Did someone try and like pretend that like pigs could actually fly just with loads of like long bits of fine cotton that no one could see and
very
then
good.
Make them fly? But I don't That's think that great. If the cotton was very fine it could scientifically work, because
I mean they are the heaviest animals.
Yeah.
I love the idea that if there was a fraud I love the idea that if there were a fraud with flying pigs, the name of it would be the fine cotton affair, like no mention of the pigs. Just a side note. What the hell, Hannah?
Is it silkworms?
No, go on.
It's not, but interestingly, you've all focused on the fine cotton element of it. And fine cotton was the name of a horse.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh.
That was such a mislead.
But you all did very well and didn't look stupid. So.
But also, yeah, definitely not.
I know. We all came out of that great. Really, really sciencely. I just feel like a nerd for how excited I got about a textile crime. And I'm like, oh, horse. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a horse thing. I'm really sorry.
It's like a horse racing. With a shit name as well.
Is it going to be like rigged betting?
Yes, it's a thing called a ring-in.
Now I'm ready to answer.
So have you heard of a ring-in? We'd maybe call it a ringer
I've heard
in this
of
country.
Rimming.
Okay.
Oh, when you send in a ringer.
Yes. What is sending in a ringer?
Someone who's better than everyone else.
Yes. And what is rimming?
No. Does not, should not involve a horse, I should say. Should not.
No, it's nice to be able to rim someone standing up, but...
There.
I was just like, a horse is like, a big horse is about my height and that would be right on its butthole. That's what I'm saying.
It is convenient.
Just for the record, I do not want to rim a horse. I didn't think I'd be saying
Paul
that
quote.
This afternoon. Paul quote.
What the hell was the question? I'm so sorry.
What?
This is all my fault.
What's a ringer?
Yes, but we know. I mean, Katie got it.
Yeah, so it's good, but is it being drugged? Is that why it's so much better? Is it on cocaine? Is it a coked up Charlie Sheen horse?
Ooh. Or is it in a different class of like... You know, like for boxing, yes. You have weights and stuff.
Ah, it's just gigantic and little ponies.
Hey, like a really hench horse.
A hench horse.
The idea of bringing in a ringer is it's an unfair advantage because they're an expert that's come in from somewhere else.
Yes, I love a horse being an expert because it's faster.
Horse probably wouldn't say sciencely, so it'd be smarter than me.
That's true.
So yes, basically what it is in this instance, it's when you enter a slow horse. Well, what they did is enter a slow horse that's barely ever won anything into a race that, you know, is handicapped in the sense that it has only other horses that aren't that good.
Right.
So they're all on the same sort of level. And then the odds are really high because this horse is unlikely to win. So you have the potential to make a lot of money.
Yes.
Then at the last minute... Swap them out, put a fast horse in.
Whoa.
Okay.
The horse wins the race.
Yeah.
You've made a lot of money.
It's a fix.
So the horse has to look like the other horse almost.
Yeah.
Exactly then.
That's speckled.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You would hope.
You have to paint on the same markings.
Were they not even that similar?
Well,
okay. Well, the world was black and white in the 80s.
Wait, is this the 80s?
This is the 1980s.
Okay.
But if we meet a couple of the main players, there's Fine Cotton, who is the horse that I'd like to rim, apparently. So he's slightly rubbish.
Apparently, you brought it up.
And keep bringing it up. And John Gillespie, who's a human, who's also slightly rubbish.
That would be a great name for a horse, to be fair.
John Gillespie rides the corner. He's ahead of Fine Cotton. John Gillespie.
So he is a con man who has had over 300 convictions, spent a lot of time behind bars in this jail in Australia, which I just found the name of it and I just thought it sounded so Australian. It's called Boggo Road Jail. Oh no, he's been locked up in Boggo Road. Love that for Australia. Also, there's a horse trainer named Hayden Hatana, who also spent time inside Boggo, but he was known, so he was a horse trainer,
okay,
and he was known for using the Hatana bomb, and that was something that he's invented to make horses win the race. What is the Hatana bomb?
Oh.
Cocaine,
okay.
So it's something that makes them go, oh my God, is it like helium to make them lighter? That's the plot of a film that came out in the 90s.
Is it actually?
They fix it. Oh, Shooting Fish, it was called.
Oh, yes, I have seen that.
It's like a film about con men. They inflate this jockey's thing with helium so he's lighter so their horse can win, and then it's worth money because they're trying to sell the horse.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so clever. And then just take him to a birthday party afterwards.
Yeah. Whatever this is, they should have done that.
Yeah.
And they can't do the interview.
Yeah, I'm really pleased about the win.
Someone's a writer.
Shit. So, what's the question?
What is a Hatana bomb?
I hate to go back to the horse's butt, but is it a little explosive that they put in the horse's bum to get him to go fast?
Yeah.
Why am I obsessed with the horse's bum?
It's
rocket bringing up the bum. I'm sorry.
It's bringing a bit of flavour, and we like it. And actually, I would say that Kate is probably the closest because, yes, it was a mixture of chemicals and amphetamines that would make it the horse temporarily run faster. Very cruel. I mean, it's huge cruelty to animals. It's awful. Yeah.
This happens in greyhound racing a lot too.
Does it?
Yeah. No. I always wonder if our first guy who's really anxious now, I'm like, you used to be on the drugs, didn't you, man? You can talk about it now. But he can't tell us. So anyway.
But he's just jonesing for another another bump.
Oh. It's horrible. It's just horrific.
I know. It's so bad. So this, you know, not great, guys.
Frankly, an explosive up the butt would be better.
Exactly.
Much kinder.
And helium, much, much better.
Yeah, helium just has a sort of fun to it, doesn't it?
It's always fun.
Yeah.
Nobody gets hurt. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's lighthearted.
Except for the environment. I heard that helium, we're running out of helium. Which Toby told me as I was buying my dad some 70th birthday balloons. And I was like, Toby, don't ruin everything. God love him. He was like, did you know that? And I was like, babe, what? I mean, I probably shouldn't have bought them, actually, because I do think it is a problem, because helium should be used for more important things. You see,
like winning races.
Yeah, exactly. For ringers, for horse racing. So look at me go, oh, my husband cares about the environment. What a prick. So, back to John Gillespie, who is human. He bought a horse as a ringer for Fine Cotton. So, like you say, he's looked at some horses and gone, okay, I think this one looks enough like Fine Cotton that we're going to get away with it. And this guy was called Dashing Solitaire. Ooh.
Oh, that's a good name,
isn't it?
I'd like a boyfriend called Dashing Solitaire.
Could you imagine introducing him? This is Dashing Solitaire.
Hey, Mum, meet Dashing Solitaire.
Your mum's not going to like him.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. I'm married. It'll never happen. It's fine.
Oh, great guy to have an affair with. Dashing Solitaire.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, I'm not planning that. Okay, so something went wrong. Something went wrong at this stage that is going to put the whole plan in jeopardy. What's happened?
Wrong gender. Maybe the horse had a Willie when it should have had.
Nice. I mean, I was way into that. Really nice.
Really objectifying horses today.
A little bit too excited about the horse's genitalia.
Yes. But yeah, sometimes, you know, when you like, and also if a horse is excited, you can. I remember as a kid seeing a male horse with the dick that's like twice as long as its normal dick. It's the funniest thing you'll ever see as a child.
This is the origin of how this got this.
Did you know though that this is slightly off topic, but pigs have like curly willies?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
they come out like corkscrews. And I have a friend that grew up on a farm, and he said that he actually went to his mum and was like, "Mum, there's something wrong with my willy because it doesn't look like the pig's."
Oh, wow.
That's so sweet.
That is sweet.
Because you would look at that and you go, like, that's a bit of fun, isn't it? Wish mine did that.
It's like a helium dick.
Just having to unfurl it every time you need a wee.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely. What a shame, what a shame. What a shame they don't all look like that.
Does the ringer injure himself?
Okay.
Which may or may not be due to the explosive drugs that they're using. And so they have to make a last minute replacement. And that horse doesn't look very much like the slow
Interesting.
One.
Interesting. Okay. So we're thinking injury.
I'm thinking along the same lines. I'm thinking they can't get the horse they wanted, so they've got a different horse, so they've got to paint it, and then it rains.
Okay.
Ooh. Very cartoonish.
The one day in Australia when it rains. I'm sure it rains in Australia. Okay, nice. Interesting. Kate?
Yeah, I can't remember the question.
It's really hard, isn't it? Yeah.
Because we've normally taken
it
off.
Forget it.
We've taken it to some weird sexual place before we get round everyone. So what happened to Dashing Solitaire that meant it kind of screwed up the...
Oh, okay. Did he just run away? Like, did he just go, sod this, and just like...
He got hit by a cyclist.
He will never play guitar again. Yeah, do you know what? You're right. He got injured. So Taylor was right, essentially. A couple of days before the race, John and Hayden had put so much money into this, and there's a whole sort of syndicate going along with this that they were like, we can't fucking pull out now. Really, you've almost told the story here, because Taylor was saying that they'd realised that he got injured, so you'd have to get another horse. And then Katie said that you'd get the horse, but the horse wouldn't look like fine cotton.
I said that first, but... She brought the paint into it. Is there some paint?
Okay, well, there might be.
Purple horse.
So basically, fine cotton was a brown gelding and had white markings on his legs. Bold personality, which is the name of the new horse that's been brought in.
Oh, I thought you were describing any of bold personality. Now, this shy replacement.
Yeah, exactly. At the cocktail party afterwards, everyone will smell a rat.
Give him that drug, he'll talk. He'll tell inane stories now.
That is a good name for a horse, though.
Yeah.
Bold personality.
Inane stories, yeah.
I like it if he was really shy, though, and just like really, you know, shy and retiring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Basically, so the drugs don't come into it, actually. In this story, he doesn't. He has a backup. Hayden is always at every point got this backup that if they can't get the other horse, they're going to use fine cotton, but he's going to give him the bomb. But that, or does that happen? It doesn't. So, so bold personality was a bay gelding. And I think we all know the difference between brown and bay. So,
what's the difference?
It's a good question that I should have Googled. I think it's like a slightly different shade of brown, but it's
like tan.
Yeah, yes. It's very, it's very obvious these are not the same horses.
Oh,
so what do they do?
Man.
What do they do to overcome this? They've got, it's the day before.
Paint!
Do
they literally dye this horse a different colour?
Okay, we've got dye the
They've
horse.
They've got to, yeah.
Unless they put a little coat on him or something.
Okay.
Give him a little jacket.
Little onesie.
Little wig.
What? It's my last race.
I'm just really bold. I'm bold with my fashion treasure. Yeah, they went around all the pharmacies local to them. They bought enough. Is it Clarol?
Clarol. Oh my gosh, they bought hair dye.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Permanent or semi-permanent?
So, do you know what? These are the questions that if there were any fucking women involved in this, they would know, and it would not have gone so wrong.
And they would know, they'd know which formula to use.
They don't, they're going to hurt this horse's skin.
I mean, it's probably not a good thing.
They don't know how long to leave it on for.
No.
I bet they didn't do a tester in 24 hours.
They didn't do a patch test. No
patch test.
Mm-mm. Exactly. They bought enough to fill three buckets.
Oh my gosh.
How it was reported. So it suggests they've not taken.
Oh, the smell. This horse can't win when his bloody skin's burning. This is awful.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I didn't read anything about.
It's a very gentle formula, Katie.
We're never going to get sponsored by them now, are we?
I feel bad for when he gets roots, like all the other horses make fun of him. Yeah. Because he's not been to the salon.
No, because the 90s are coming and it's going to be fine.
That's true.
Trendsetter. Yeah, so basically they were clever enough to wear, they wore gloves and they just
They protected themselves.
Yeah, right.
Well, gloves come in the box. Let's not give them too much credit.
So they all over, they rub the stuff all over. And they wake up.
They don't rinse it off.
Well, yes. What do you think happens?
Oh, no, they didn't, did they?
Does the horse die?
The horse doesn't die. I mean, this is...
It just was died. Has all the hair come out? Has it just...
Okay.
Dissolved all the hair.
The hair's
well, I, yeah, so I think they've left it on too long and the horse is much darker, shade than it needs to be.
It's bald personality, if you will.
All the hair comes out.
No, it doesn't, because that would be too cruel a pun. I just thought of it and I thought,
like,
hey. No. Okay, so you're saying that maybe it's a different colour.
It's
that they
not the shade that
doesn't
they...
match the box.
Yeah.
I worry that all his fur has fallen out.
I know.
Or that he's gone ginger.
Oh, gosh,
which can happen.
Awful.
Often when you least expect it with a hair dye.
Yeah. All roads lead to ginger.
I bet it's not very quite.
It's quite a red ginger we've got going on. Is that deliberate? It looks great.
It was actually deliberate.
Right, nice. It looks amazing.
But yeah, I've done, I know it well, the feeling.
Well, this is what happened, is that they wake up and Pol's personality is like fire engine red. He has turned bright red.
This it's not meant for horse hair.
It's not, exactly. It's not that it's so sore that it's red. It's just they've dyed him red. Like, it has gone wrong. It has gone very wrong.
Is he like a post box? He's like a little running post box.
Can they say they've done it for a reason and that they're supporting something that's red? They're making some political...
Red Nose Day.
Yeah.
Yes, we are communists. Everybody loves them.
Drunk women solving crime.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Well, what they do is they try and wash off as much as possible that they can. So he's not completely and utterly red when the race starts.
I can't believe they left it on all night. They didn't try and wash it off at all before.
I mean, I don't know exactly, but...
It's 20 minutes. Why didn't they read it?
There was clearly no women involved, because this would not have happened.
Yeah, none of this.
Exactly. I mean, and also, they've forgotten something as well.
Oh, God, to protect the horse's eyes?
I love how this is getting worse and worse for the horse, but it is. I mean, it's not great. But they forget about the fact that he has these white markings on his legs.
Yeah, I was going to say. So they dyed the legs.
So what do they do about that? This is, I think, morning of.
Do they Tipp-Ex him?
Tipp-Ex
is it like one of those like 90s school French manicure situations?
Yeah.
Where you just... Get the Tipp-Ex out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So you'd need so much. It would take you so long as well. Just because of the tiny little brush. Don't worry, I've got 72 hours and I think we should have... Any advance on Tipp-Ex?
Maybe it was more of a dip dye.
Okay.
No, I'm picturing the poor thing like...
Oh, God, or like bathroom bleach or something, knowing these twats.
Yes, yeah. Do you know what? Tipp-Ex is probably the nearest. It was spray paint. They got some spray paint. Yep. Like, ridiculous. This horse looks ridiculous now.
Yeah.
But...
You can't achieve an effect
with spray paint.
So embarrassing. Yeah, I mean...
I still think a jacket would have been better.
Yeah.
More stylish, less painful.
And literally just put him in some little white socks.
Yeah.
Be cute, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's cute rather than utterly ridiculous.
Oh, a horse with leg warmers would be so sweet.
I'm sure they have leg warmers. Do they have the horses have leg warmers? They That's another question. In the 80s, they definitely would.
How have I not put those on my dogs? Oh my gosh, my dogs need leg warmers.
Yes.
Okay.
Have they got little
project?
Shoes?
No, they don't like to wear shoes, but they do make them.
It's a shame.
In case you need them. It is a shame, believe me. I would love to get them in boots.
When the tarmac's too hot.
But they do make shoes for dogs, like when it is too hot.
Too hot, yeah.
In certain climates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but they're not, there's like videos, because they're like, ooh, they don't like it.
Yeah, it must feel weird.
It's like me in heels now. I'm just...
So, Fine Cotton considered such a crap horse at the beginning that the odds are 33 to 1. So, you've got a pound on, 33 pound back. Huge, huge. These guys are set to net like $1.5 million, like, based on putting these bets on this horse. However, a lot of people started betting on Fine Cotton because I think people start to realise, oh, there's a pattern here. Lots of people are betting on this horse. I'm going to bet on this horse.
They started to Fine Cotton on, if you will.
Come on. Come on. There was like bets coming in from as far away as Fiji and New Guinea. Wow. There was at one point... In this newspaper article was like, a pregnant woman was seen handing over money.
No!
They've got the pregnant women!
Not a pregnant woman.
Betting!
Pregnant women have money. What?
No, their own money. Probably her husband's money, I hope.
I mean, surely not her own. Surely not.
Outrageous.
A Catholic priest apparently was seen running from bookie to bookie.
That's not shocking.
One person had put an $800,000 bet on.
Whoa!
Yeah, who was in on it, so did know what was happening. But this is like the level of stuff that's being bet on this ringing.
Yeah.
So much so that they changed the odds before the...
My jaw literally dropped and it stuck. Anyway.
And in the 80s as well, that's even more money in the 80s. So the odds were changed to 7-2 by the time that the race started. So people are getting a little bit sus at this point, including some of the officials. The race still goes ahead.
Okay. However, and it's with this painted horse.
Yeah.
Seriously.
With the red horse with the spray paint.
God.
Yeah, that guy. However, there was someone important that the baddies hadn't told about the ring-in. Who was it? Who did they... It's not that they forgot to tell him, but I found it interesting that this particular person didn't know what was happening.
The jockey?
Yeah. Or the owner.
Of the horse?
Yeah, because the owners are... Or no, they are the owners, aren't they? They'd have to be, sorry.
They do own...
Do they own the ringer or the other one? Do they own both?
Do you know what? Actually, they like bought it like a couple of days before, and then they gave the guy a check for $20,000 for the horse, knowing that the check would bounce by the time they'd used the horse.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were even not buying the horse legit.
Wow, they were loaning it. Correct.
Yeah. And like, imagine giving that horse back at the end. That's not my horse. That's like a...
Yeah, what have you done?
Any advance on...
The horse. It's just I ran out of people.
Do you know what? It was a silly question because it was the jockey. Basically, the jockey didn't know. So, you know, he thinks he's kind of driving a Ford Fiesta, but actually he's in his Ferrari.
Of course.
Yeah. So what do you think happens? Did Fine Cotton win?
But still, it's painted as well. Like, yeah. I want to know, were they like, we just tried something out.
Did anyone, like, mention it? Did anyone go, like, what's happened to your horse?
Yeah, why is your horse bright red?
Well, it wasn't quite as bright red at the beginning, but it certainly did look ridiculous. So there was suspicion before.
Yeah.
But the race does get to go ahead.
Okay. I feel like maybe there isn't a win because if the jockey doesn't know how to drive the Ferrari or whatever the analogy was.
Terrible accident.
Yeah. Maybe there's a crash.
Yes.
A horse crash.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like this horse has been through so much.
I know.
Truly.
I hope there's not a crash.
Okay, so we're hoping for horse crash, not horse crash.
I want him to win and then I want him to run off with all the money in his mouth. Into the sunset.
Yes.
To a new life.
I think he wins, but then I think they all get busted.
Okay.
So it's disqualified and then it's the next one that wins.
The early favourite to win this race was a horse called Harbour Gold. I mean, I don't know whether it was because this other horse was racing and that Harbour Gold was like, I don't know, you know, if someone's just faster than you in narration, you're like, I'm going to put even more in. So Harbour Gold is like neck and neck with Bold Personality the whole time, aka Fine Cotton. Neck and neck. However, eventually at the finishing line, Fine Cotton wins by just like a neck. It sort of sticks its neck out.
Right.
Whoa.
And wins. So half ahead. I mean, it's amazing that this... I feel really kind of like emotional for Harbour Gold. Like the fact that he kind of like almost beat this much better horse.
Yeah. I also think Fine Cotton's been through... Or hang on, what's his
name
now?
We're like the third horse now.
Bold personality. He's been through such a lot. I really just feel like, you know, you go through that much, you don't go that far not to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets
trauma overachiever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets the win. He's returned to the stables, but like you said earlier, Katie, the paint is starting to run. Like the horse is sweating, sweat. And so several members of the crowd start to shout something. What do they shout?
Fix.
Oh, you're gonna have to say it now.
We like Roy.
Roy.
Yeah, I was doing it. It didn't work.
Roy. You know that bit in The Simpsons when they're supposed to shout "Be like the boy," but that old guy's shouting "We like Roy."
I love an elaborate Simpsons reference because there are so many episodes. So occasionally I'll say "Bake 'em away, toys," but nobody knows what that means. Either.
I do.
Do you know that one?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, we want Roy. Fix.
Oh no.
they start to shout ring in because they're like, this is a ring in, this is so immediately the steward stopped payments on the bets, so people weren't able to get their money back straight away.
The race is finished,
so people were going to collect their money, the pregnant woman, the priest.
they stopped giving out the winnings.
Slamming the door down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did they give the pregnant woman her money first?
Yeah, did anyone get it?
It's a good question, and I'm not sure. But that baby would be in his 40s now.
Nice. If you're a fan, write in.
Let us know if you're rich.
And what are your thoughts on onions and croissants? Thank you very much. The officials go to talk to Fine Cotton's trainer, Hayden Haytana. Also, you know, I said earlier that he'd spent some time behind bars. One of the things he spent some time behind bars was for stealing chainsaws.
What did he do with the chainsaws he stole?
I mean, I don't know, but I just thought it was so specific and weird.
It's very specific.
I felt like we needed to know.
You can really only carry one at a time.
They're very heavy.
How many did he acquire?
Enough to go to prison.
Wow. That's a lot of chainsaw, isn't it?
I mean, it feels like it is.
And you can only use one at a time, so what do you do with all of them?
Sell them, probably.
I've got a lot of questions for you, haven't I?
You'd be a terrible criminal. I got all of this stuff, but I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know why I did it.
I've got so much cocaine, it just fills my house. What would a person do?
Tree surgery.
Very nice.
Tree surgery.
On cocaine.
Oh my god, I saw an advert for Cocaine Bear, the film. Have you seen the ad? Have you seen?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Gogglebox.
It was on Gogglebox.
Yes, that's what I saw it on Gogglebox.
It looks insane.
It does look insane.
I worry too much about the bear's welfare to enjoy that film, I think. I have concern.
Also, like, because we did it as a case, like, the sad thing about it in a way is that he just died immediately and never ran after
never
people
anyone.
which is a shame.
But that came out so long ago. Are they only releasing it here now?
Well, on terrestrial TV or whatever they're watching.
Although I tried to watch it afterwards and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh.
So if you know, do write in and let us know where we can
watch. Where can we find cocaine? Where can we find cocaine? Oh, the bear.
So the officials go up to Hayden and they request the registration papers for Fine Cotton so they can verify his identity because they're getting suspicious. What does Hayden do at this point?
So they don't tattoo horses. Sorry to bring it back to fucking greyhounds again, but it's my world, guys. My world. Because I think that's why they tattoo greyhounds, so that they can't do ringos.
Oh, and where do they tattoo them?
In their ears.
Yeah. So like, mom,
and if they're born, yes, really cheesy. Like they weren't thinking straight when they chose them.
No regrets.
Yeah, just like numbers. And if they're born in England, they do it in one ear, and in Ireland, for some reason, they do it in both. Yeah. Whoa. So yeah, they've got them in both.
I didn't realise that. That seems so cruel.
I know. Tattooing a puppy.
That's not horrible. Cool.
I know. Don't worry, they have the best lives now.
I mean, to be fair,
I would like to be one of them just for a day because we treat them so well. Living their best life. Sorry. But this goes to show there's nothing physical on the horse that proves that it's this registration.
Yeah, they haven't tattooed a barcode or anything. Yeah. Could identify.
No. They missed a trick there.
Hayden specifically, what does he do?
Does he just run?
He whips out a chainsaw and threatens them.
Whips out a chainsaw.
Got one left.
Maybe gets on all fours and pretends to be a horse.
Nice.
Blends in with the situation.
Fool me once as a horse, shame on me. Nice, I like it. But you're quite right, Taylor, he just scarpered.
He really did.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Just legged it, mate.
It would be so great if he rode away on a horse.
Yeah. See you, suckers. Oh, wait, this is the slow one. Damn it.
See how easy they have to mix up?
Damn you, cotton.
I mean, dashing solitaire. Apparently, at that point in the day, he'd already had 7 pints. I'd read somewhere.
Wow.
So he was...
Okay.
Surprised he could run.
I know.
It was one of those sideways, like, just trying to keep the gravity in your favour. Yeah. Oh.
It all comes out. This was not fine cotton. This was a ring in. Harbour Gold is made the winner, is the official winner of the race.
Well done, Harbour Gold.
All of those bets on fine cotton get disqualified. Nobody makes any money, including the guy that put the 800,000 on. And the pregnant woman. So as for the gang, they all went into hiding as well, so they all ran off. Hayden only emerged to do an interview with 60 Minutes, which is really weird. If you're in hiding, don't do an interview with a big TV show, surely.
And also, if he's in a sort of syndicate gang, aren't there people that, you know, that are going to want his head because he's cost them so much money?
That's exactly it. He claimed that his life was being threatened, which is why he was running away. And he said that a man threatened him with a gun. But by the time he'd done the interview, within a month, he was caught and...
By the police?
By the police, yeah, not by the man with the gun. John Gillespie was also found before the end of his trial. He goes on the run as well. He's on trial at this point, but then he's like, I'm going. Eventually, he was caught hiding in something belonging to his sister. What was it?
A very big shoe.
A barn.
A barn, okay.
A Ford Fiesta.
A Ford Fiesta.
A trunk.
A trunk.
I mean, you can only stay in there for so long, but...
Yeah, we're getting a bit closer to the trunk. It's quite a small thing.
Oh.
Suitcase.
A suitcase? It's a bit bigger than a suitcase. And we're going to do this until you get it, so...
A wardrobe.
A wardrobe, very similar.
Oh.
That's the closest so far. It's like a kitchen wardrobe.
A cupboard?
Yes!
I was going to say a pantry.
Very similar. And you'd imagine, like, I mean, I don't know how big cupboards are in Australia, but he was found hiding in his sister's cupboard.
Now I'm going to call them kitchen wardrobes. Brilliant.
So
in the kitchen wardrobe.
As the gang's leader, he received the longest sentence of 4 years in jail. The jockey, Gus Philpott, didn't receive any punishment because he didn't know. And I don't know how he's able to prove it, but he wasn't involved. And then after that...
Maybe when the race started, he was like, whoa! Why would I do that?
Why did I go, whoa?
Whoa, Nelly.
Yeah, after Gillespie was released from jail, he continued that conning life. And he included a con involving anti-wrinkle cream.
Oh, now he's gone too far.
What? Now it's personal.
So, I mean, let's hear it for the real star of this. That's Fine Cotton, who came in at the beginning. We didn't really hear much more from him. He died on the 20th of February 2009, aged 32.
Oh, wow.
Long life.
I mean, I don't know.
Is that good for a horse?
I didn't bother looking up whether or not it was good for a horse, but I think it feels good for a horse. So we can be like, to Fine Cotton and his
fine
long
cotton.
Life.
Fine Cotton. Yay. Yay.
Drunk women solving crime.
So, we have a listener crime to round us off, and that comes from Australia. Hello. This could be the child of the pregnant woman. We don't know.
Wow.
And she says, ladies, I have a crime I need solving. We were anti-burgled. The unburglars left something in our house rather than stealing anything.
Oh. Oh.
Very odd.
Some people call it a gift.
Yeah, exactly. Have a little more self-esteem. Someone's just done something nice for you. So they left a very dowdy pine roll-top desk and a bottle of shampoo holding down a note saying, enjoy.
What?
Shampoo?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is bullying.
It feels like bullying.
Shampoo in a desk?
Yeah.
What's the... What? Why? What's the combination about? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Enjoy.
Is this their hope? Like, are they at college? Are they living with their parents? How old
I should tell you more. We live on a farm on Kangaroo Island. Love that. South Australia. Where we're pretty bad at locking our doors. We went away once and had to specifically install locks for our four-day absence. Love that. Aww. We got to the big city and realised that we had left one farm building unlocked. This is on the day of the unburgling. So we rang a neighbour and they locked it up for us the next morning. So there was only a one-night window of opportunity when the unburglary could have taken place. The neighbours swear blind it wasn't them, and they're not proactive enough to move furniture, so I believe them.
Brutal.
I'm trying to clear my clutter, so I want to know who it was so that I can go to their house at night and barricade their front door with that damn desk, she's put in brackets, which my son decided to like, so we still have it.
Oh, wow.
A happy ending to this story.
Oh, interesting.
Or leave a carton of semi-valuable bric-a-brac on their kitchen table. However, it's been 7 years, and I have not identified the godforsaken housebreaker. Any suggestions? Thank you.
Well, so has any... obviously, she can't answer this, but has anyone been teasing her about her hair?
Yeah, you see, because, I mean, I imagine she's a fully grown woman at this point.
Yeah.
So it feels like adult bullying, which feels...
It feels
worse.
Like the woman from the Pilates class
it
would
does,
do this.
Maybe it was
it's,
her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very much that shade of...
I think this lady needs to wash her hair.
And sit at a desk and well, enjoy
she
does herself. It. Yeah.
I just the combination of the
two. Yeah, that's a weird combo.
It's bizarre.
It's very strange. Like, are you supposed to wash your hair at the desk without water?
Well, exactly.
It's the kind of thing that people would leave on the side of the street. Like, we're getting rid of a desk. People do this in my neighborhood all the time, and it's just it's a nice system. You just pick it up if you want it.
Mm.
And I can imagine that scenario, but they took it a step further.
Put like, it in someone's
house. You need this.
Unless, oh no, with it, because I was thinking, what if they had, it's still elaborate, no, this doesn't explain anything. I was going to say, what if somebody had left it like nearby and the neighbour went to lock the barn and was like, oh, they've left their desk outside, I'll move it in for them or something like that. Or, you know, it could be two separate incidences. But if they're in a farm, they're probably very remote. So no one's going to have dumped a desk outside their house and then accidentally thought it belonged.
Also, which are you supposed to enjoy, the shampoo or the desk?
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Was the shampoo merely a weight for the note so that it wouldn't blow away? And the desk was the real offering.
Ooh, like sounds like her son needed a desk.
Yes. Well, this is interesting because he likes it. What if he wanted it all along and was being denied the desk because it didn't go with the rest of the family decor? But
whoa.
Now, enjoy.
Do you want the son orchestrated the whole thing to get a desk?
Normally we blame the mother, but loving blaming the son.
Yes.
Who was probably 10 at the time or 5. I think it was that motherfucker.
There
okay.
we go.
I think that's blown it wide open though,
the shampoo is a paperweight.
Yeah, the paperweight.
Because because we're like, this is mean about hair and shampoo, but actually if you take that out of it, it could be kind. Enjoy this desk that I made you.
That's the kind of thing I'd do. My brain's really weird. I'd be like, the shampoo should do the trick. Do you know what I mean? It'd be like, it's like not about the shampoo.
Something you've got in your car or something. Here, have this.
It's still kind of creepy. It's a shame they don't have, even if it's nice and not bullying, it's a shame they don't have CCTV.
Was there any tracks?
Yeah, did the neighbours see anything?
If you move a desk, and obviously that was remote, they must have got it there with a vehicle.
Yeah, that's a ball ache to
do. So we're looking for somebody who has a car big enough for a desk. I looked up Kangaroo Island and there's only about 5,000 people that live there. So we've only got 5,000 suspects.
Okay.
So we'll go
That's
through
good.
Them.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
So we think, so it's got to be someone that has a car big enough for a desk who the son knows well enough to say, can you bring a desk around and prank my family? But also is not bald because they'd have shampoo.
I if I was this person, I'd be tempted to go on like her local Facebook group and go, does anyone know who put this fucking desk here?
Seven years ago.
Yeah. Like, if it's a creep, you don't want to give them the satisfaction. But at the same time, somebody might know something.
Yeah.
What if it was put in the wrong house?
Oh, like, my God.
Yeah. It's in the wrong place.
Yes.
And now seven years later, someone's still like, where's my fucking desk?
Yeah, somebody's been working at home through the pandemic on the floor because they haven't got a fucking desk.
Oh, my gosh. And also, I think you've nailed it.
Yeah. Also, where's my shampoo?
Yeah. They got the address wrong, but maybe they had met at, like, I don't know, book club, whatever they were doing on the chicken club, whatever clubs you have. And then maybe they also said, like, oh, your hair smells so good. And they're like, no, I have a desk you can use. Also, your hair smells so good. The conversation happened. Enjoy.
Oh, my God.
I think this is it.
I'm vague.
Well done, Detective Weston.
You.
We've never solved one before. I'd like to apologise for what I said about your son. We have just enough time to ask possibly the best detective we've ever had on the show. Kate, what are you up to? Tell us about the book that you're launching today.
Today. It's called Murder on a School Night, and it is a young adult comedy murder mystery.
Wow.
Love
where
that.
All the murders either are done with or involve in some way menstrual products.
Wow.
So the first one is killed with a menstrual cup, and then after that, obviously, I'm not saying more than that because...
No spoilers.
Yeah.
And I've also got another book that's just been announced, which is for grown-ups. I keep saying it's an adult book, but that makes it sound like it's porn.
Yeah.
Let people believe what they want to believe.
It's for adults. And it's called You May Now Kill the Bride. And it is kind of a group of friends who've been friends all their lives. They get to the point where they're doing hen do's and weddings and they start dying. They start getting killed off.
Very fun.
Yeah.
So that's next year.
Very fun.
Nice. Wow. I'm just thinking about how much money that would save as well if you were kind of like, I don't have to go on that hen do, don't have to go to that wedding.
It is. It's the one that couldn't afford to go to Mallorca for the hen weekend.
For the 10,000th time in her life.
Yes. And it's not a weekend, is it? It's a week. Why is it a week, Sharon? Yeah. But anyway. Well, they both sound amazing. And when's that one coming out?
So the Hendy one is coming out in May 2024.
Nice.
So a little while for that one. But obviously I'm already excited about it.
Yeah, don't worry. Amazing. Well, this sounds incredible. And if you were going to murder someone with sanitary products, do let us know via Apple Podcast. Well, that all that I'm going to say is thank you very much, Kate Weston!
Yay! Thank you for having me.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast and thank you for listening.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.